Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. And Tom, in first place at the break is a good place to be. You play every weekend from now until the season ends. How much of a needed mental rest was this last break?
Well, I think it always is a good rest, and I think it is for everybody. I mean, it's the holidays. Nobody wants to play over the holidays, and you need that. You need to recharge your batteries, and we've recharged them, and now we're back, and this goes fast. The second half goes really fast.
Well, you've had a lot of people that contributed in those two wins in Mankato. How has this particular team, because they're all different, they've gotten better at playing a complementary total team game. How much have they improved throughout the course of this year?
Well, I mean, we've been pretty good from the get-go. I've been actually very happy. I mean, I didn't know a lot about our team. I didn't know what was going to happen. I still don't know a lot about our team, but we're an interesting team, but we're finding ways to get it done. And actually, we're kind of like the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings are 11-0 in one score games. We've played 8 overtime games, so we've also been pretty fortunate. We've had some pretty good luck. And I mean, if some of those, you know, overtime games go the other way, that the record would definitely change too. But overall, I mean, I'm very happy where we're at right now, and I couldn't ask more out of our guys.
Well, you've got 7 players right now in double-digit points. Martin, Rosen, Rode, Martin, Armour, Vaisanen, and Smolik. How have those guys taken pressure off of each other and the rest of the team to help you build that scoring depth?
Well, we have to score by committee. We don't have that one guy who's just, you know, our marquee guy where we're relying on that person. If anybody we're relying on, it's obviously, you know, our experienced defensive core and Loft and Rosen and Smolik. So, and you know, we've got good goaltending, but at the end of the day, we need to score by committee, and that's why we have to make sure that we have good competitive depth up front, which we do. And those guys have to they've got to play hard, and they got to play the right way. And you know, hopefully every game it's somebody different who's shining, and that's kind of a team like ours, what you're expecting out of them.
Well, you're a +8 in scoring margin at the break overall, but a +13 in CCHA games. +13 is a pretty good number, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it is, and I didn't even know that. I don't look at statistics too often, so that's a pretty good margin, and there's a reason, and I guess that's probably the biggest reason we're in first place.
Well, I've heard that you've always said that teams can't win a championship in October, but they can lose them. You've left a few points on the table in the first half, but being chased in the second half beats the alternative. What's different about being chased as opposed to doing the chasing?
Well, again, I don't know if we're being chased. You take a look at the points right now in our league, and again, I don't know them offhand, but I think there's 5 or 6 teams within 5 points, so 5 or 6 points, and with 3-point games, that's not a lot. So we might be sitting in first place right now, but we're also, you know, one loss and then another win by another team, we could be in third or fourth. So I don't necessarily think anybody's chasing us right now because there's just a lot of hockey left, and we'll find out more. You know, I think you just need another month and a half to elapse.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part two with Tom Ceratori. Well, the NCAA started allowing these exhibition games amongst D1 teams back during COVID. Coaches have said they love them, and it gives you an opportunity to play them this time of year instead of in October. Does the timing of the exhibition change when you want to, depending on what you want to accomplish in the game?
Yeah, probably, Kelly. But we always could play an international game or a Canadian team, an international team in December as well. We just, you know, a lot of teams just chose to play in October. We've always had the exempt games is when we want to play them. So we've always had that opportunity to play in December as well. But this one, it is nice. It's nice to get a game under our belt before we play Duluth next weekend.
Well, the Gophers haven't been back to Bemidji since 2013. Tom, who made the first phone call to get this game scheduled?
Well, it was pretty, I can't remember. We were just talking on the phone, Motz and I, and I don't know what it was. It was later in the summer, and we were just talking, and I don't even know. I don't even know how it came up, to be honest with you, about the exhibition games. I think maybe it was right after we were given the other exemption by the NCAA to be able to play, just like we did last year under the COVID restrictions, to play another game, exhibition. I think we just said, you know, he was playing opening weekend against Lindenwood, so, and we had that off, so that was, we couldn't do that. And we just said, why not do it during Christmas time? It'd be a perfect time. You know, obviously he's got a big series next weekend against St. Cloud. We have a big series with Duluth. Why not do it? And he goes, I'd love to bring my guys up there. It'd be a great little trip for the, you know, during the holidays. So it was pretty easy.
Tom, back when trips to Alaska were in the cards, I know playing these extra games probably wasn't high on your priority list, but now that you're only playing 34 games a year, would you like to get an exhibition game on the schedule more often than not?
Well, it all depends on who you're playing. I mean, like we're going to play Minnesota, it's worth it, definitely, but I don't necessarily know all the time how beneficial it is early in the year, so... I don't know. That's a good question, Kelly. Every year brings different challenges, and it's nice to play these games because you're also getting guys in the lineup who don't see a lot of ice time. So there's a lot of different factors that play into it, and it's nice to play these guys. So I would like to do it every year, but again, it all depends on who the teams are, and this is ideal for both parties.
Well, exhibitions don't mean anything as far as standings or pair-wise, but once the puck drops, does it feel like a regular night of hockey?
Yeah, absolutely, it does, and it will, and always has. Even if you've played a Canadian team, it doesn't matter. I mean, these guys are here to win. We don't play a lot of games, so every game is every time there's a referee, anytime there's a scoreboard on, and if there's fans in the stands, guys will play the way they're supposed to play.
Well, the Gophers are missing four players off of their team. The World Juniors obviously going on right now. There's 42 current or future NCAA players that are on the World Junior stage this weekend. Does that talent level of the tournament just get higher and higher every year?
I think it's always been high, so it doesn't matter if it's 2023 or 2000 or 1980. The best players in the world, for two age groups, basically one age group and another age group are playing, so it always obviously is a high standard.
Well, Coach, you're going to be playing in front of a sold-out crowd here at the Sanford Center tonight. Enjoy the moment and best of luck.
All right, thanks, Kelly.
Head Coach Tom Ceratori joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.